It's no secret that we are in need for additional two, maybe three players, specifically on the front, and another good midfield player. And we're actively looking to acquire those. As we speak, our manager and Paul are negotiating and trying to see if we can resolve the situation. There is no secret. There is a need for that.
How close would you say you are at the moment?
Well, I would say if we cannot make it before this game, we should definitely try and make it next week.
Is Roger Johnson one of those players?
Well, yes, he is.
Right, and have you got quite a way down the road with that one?
You know, it was only one hurdle to overcome, and I'm hoping that will be the case. And, we're expecting to be resolved, hopefully even today or tomorrow.
Right. And what else are you looking at? Because obviously we've seen about Jack Butland, of course, the goalkeeper. Is he another one on your list that you're in talks with?
Paul, I don't think it would be right for me to discuss the names of the players because most of these players we're looking, they've been looked by other clubs. So there is enough competition without being allowed and clear what we want. But we are definitely in a need, and I'd like to ensure our supporters we're not ignoring that, and we are going to bring additional power to our team.
But the fact you've mentioned Roger Johnson suggests that one is pretty close, yes?
Yeah, that's the reason I said that, Paul, because it's quite close. I would be very surprised if that didn't take the place.
What else do you need then? If you can't give me names, what other positions are you looking at?
Well, we're definitely, obviously, looking for a striker, the finisher that can help us to score more goals, and another creative midfield player.
Right. And in terms of your budget right now, is that challenging you? Or are you quite up to the maximum with that?
Well, we crossed our budget long time ago, so this is nothing new. Unfortunately, we have to do it and bring additional players. We would love, an ideal situation to release some players. They're not participating in this time, which we have few of them. But we are where the other teams are. Everyone is looking their budgets as well. So regardless of that, yes, we're going to cross the budget if we have to, and we'll bring additional players.
I do have to throw one more name at you, and I apologise for that, but it is everywhere, Billy Sharp. And I know you've spoken in dispatches about Billy and the fact that you're frustrated, actually, because he's sat at Southampton not playing football. Is that one that you're confident of progressing at all?
Well, it's hard to say confident, Paul, but our manager is very much keen on Billy, but at the same time, we have to be sensible as much as the other club, so we'll see what happened on that one, hopefully next week sometimes.
Last one, Lita?
Paul, you're pretty good. But please spare me on those things because, just be a little bit more patient. I know everyone is anxious to see a couple additional faces there. It will happen, but just be a little bit more patient. We got to do things right. We just, as I said, we are crossing our budgets. That's okay. But we also need to have a good competitive team. I'm aware of that one, and that will take the place, okay?
Where are you with the takeover? Is it between two parties now?
Well, it's still, in conversation situation. There is no any conclusion or anything near to conclusion. So if it happens, soon or later, believe me, you'll be the first one to tell you that so you can announce that to our supporters.
But the interest is still there from the two parties, yes?
Yes, interest is still there. And again, it's something I don't want to panic. I got to be sure we do it the right way and that we'll take the place that way.
But are you happy with the way things are going in that area?
Yes, I am. I'm happy to really, if nothing more, to see that people are interested for Sheffield Wednesday now because it is, as I say, it's a massive club. It's a clean club, and it's positioned the right way. It needs to be pushed a little bit more aggressively, to Premier League because The only reason I'm considering this, you know, I just don't want to keep this club just to be another competitive club, because a massive club that needs to have a maybe a little bit more aggressive push than what we have, what's happening now. So that's why I'm considering bringing other people from outside.
Would you say there is a favourite of the two at the moment?
I can't say that, Paul, at this time, honestly. Mm. Yeah, okay.
But more talks are planned, are they?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, they're good people and they're football people. And if it happens, it's going to happen right. Okay, as I say, I want to leave the proper legacy when I leave. Mm.
But if new people were to come in, is it right that you would still be involved in some way?
Yeah, of course, I would support and give any help that is needed. I'm not, you know, run away anyway. I have no other agenda other than I've been neglecting my family and some other businesses, but no other agenda than that, you know. But at the same time, you know, I put all priorities, and while I'm there, you know, I'll do everything I can to keep the club on the proper platform and in order to progress.
What kind of a difference would it make to the club if you could secure a deal like this?
Well, it's going to be, you know, Paul, let's talk about these things when it happened, if it happened, okay? Right now, you know, it's just a pure conversation, nothing mm-hmm. more, okay?
Okay, final question then, Milan, if I may. On the form so far, how would you comment on the team's start?
Well, you've seen the games, Paul, and I'm quite sure, you know, good competitive team. We got a lot of young players and a couple, you know, experienced players. And we just lost three games. We weren't beaten. You know, we could win any one of those games or three games, but we still need a little bit more push, as I said. That's why we're looking for two, three new players to give us that. But there's a lot of quality in the team, a lot of good characters. And of course, I'd like to see more than 3 points over there, but it will happen. I'm very much encouraged what I've seen, and we just started the season, and things will happen. Okay,